Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Austin Price is with VolQuest.
I'm doing great, guys, and yourself?
Doing well. I know that Jeremy Pruitt does not talk in specifics about players, but from the buzz,
impressive after I think he'd went about 83 total minutes of availability time without talking about specific players. And he's kind of the one that started it on Tuesday, talking about the position switches around of Alante Taylor and Greg Emerson and so on and so forth. But I think offensively, they like what they're getting out of a core group of their wide receivers. I think they're really happy with Jordan Murphy, the redshirt freshman from Mississippi, has had a solid spring to this point. Defensively, I think they're happy with Daryl Taylor. Coach Pruitt talked about him on Tuesday, saying he needs to work on a few things if he wants to be a part of the special teams unit. But defensively, he's happy with his progress to this point. And then I think they're really happy with Alante Taylor, both Tuesday and Thursday. And right now the coaches are trying to figure out where Alante can help them most. And, I know Alante, a kid loves to play, loves to work, and if he could play on both sides at a high level, he'd love to do that as well.
Well, when you're looking at the attitudes on some of the guys in this roster, the way they go about their business, who are some guys you would, not necessarily just from a play standpoint, or that they're going to be, that really mesh well with this new staff?
You know, I think Jonathan Kongbo just seems like he fits that kind of five technique, play three technique, the defensive line in a three. Offensively, I'm interested to see who does stand out from the wide receiver spot. Continue to hear good things about Jordan Murphy, as I said. Marquez Callaway's made some plays. Same thing with Josh Palmer. Those two guys, I think, struggling to find more consistency. But they want to throw the deep ball a lot in this new offense. Who becomes that deep? And I'm interested to see who that's going to be, because right now I'm not so sure who that is. I think there's a lot of the receivers on Tennessee's current roster that, kind of mirror image each other. And I'd like to know who is going to be that kind of that burner that can get behind the secondary.
You've seen a lot of guys switching positions. A lot of guys from there. He's getting some work at defensive line. Where do you ultimately see him playing, Austin?
That's a great question, Chad. And we talked about it on the VolQuest podcast today. I keep going back to Jeremy Pruitt's comment about why they moved, Crosby and Emerson and some of those defensive linemen to the offensive line, when he said, there's only three spots, and we got plenty, and we have, a lot of defensive linemen, so why not try to add some depth to the offensive line? That they're at that position, when you look at Eli Wolf and some of the other, James Brown, Jacob Warren, some of the other tight ends on the roster, they don't add that extra punch along the line of scrimmage in run blocking and pass protection like Latrell Bumpus does. So part of me thinks that, but I just think he's such a natural fit on the defensive side of the ball, natural to not keep him here at defensive line, because I do think that's more his natural position, but I just think maybe the need ends up, and I know I'm not really answering your question, Chad, because I just don't know. I don't think they know, but I just go back to Jeremy Pruitt's comment about only having three spots on the defensive line. That lends me to think probably tight end, though.
And he's quickly back on offense. What happened?
Just was never a factor at, corner. They tried to play him some at safety, and after eight practices, they didn't feel like that was working either. Yesterday, the first day that he was back at receiver, he was kind of towards the back of the line when it came to going through drills. Yesterday, he was back near the front of the line on his side, and so we'll see if he can become a playmaker on offense for this group. Obviously the defensive experiment did not work at all. And that's more validation for the previous coaching staff, who never wanted to play him on defense. And neither does this current staff either.
Well, at least you're not always going to get the question about Tyler Bird experimenting on defense anymore, which is good.
That's a huge positive.
Terrence Alexander, the grad transfer from Stanford, decided to go to
a, the possibilities of you know, other grad transfers or possible grad transfers that are going to be on the market coming exiting spring practice. You know, is there a guy that, you know, goes through spring trying to see where he's at on the depth chart at a particular school and then gets through spring and realizes positions, offensive line being one, corner being another. But currently, I don't think there's anybody that they're really zeroed in on for either of those spots. And so I do think that they would like to add another, you know, need to take a body.
Austin, do you sense that Jarrett Garantano has taken full advantage of the opportunity he's had this spring with really no legitimate competition in the quarterback room?
You know, I think Jared's had a solid spring. And talking to some people, the leadership stuff has always kind of been his, you know, Keller Christ in August. And I thought this spring was a huge opportunity for Jared. And it's not like he's wasted it. I mean, he's been good. I just don't think it's because of the fact that they're installing a new offense and there's so much newness and the way they practice by rotating just everybody. I mean, whether you're a walk-on or the starter, you know, you get the same amount of reps. I don't think that it's been indicative of him being able to be the starting quarterback, in my estimation, at this point.
How would you gauge expectation for Christ, who comes in August, as you mentioned, but Garantano would have the leg up based on the work he's getting right now as camp would begin in the summer?
I think the expectations for Keller are he's coming in here to compete. He left Stanford because he wasn't going to be a factor there. He chose the place that he feels like he can come in and win the job. So in his estimation, Keller Christ is coming in here to win the job, take it away from Jarrett Garantano, and be Tennessee's starting quarterback heading to Charlotte to take on West Virginia. And so I think that, you know, the summer will be big for him just to kind of acclimate himself with the receivers, get on a lot of individual throwing sessions. I think come August, he's going to have every intention of being Tennessee's starting quarterback, and I don't think there's anything else in his mind but that.
We all know the name Ty Chandler at running back. Austin, do you foresee a surprise contributor this fall based on how Jeremy Pruitt and Tyson Helton wants to run the ball between the tackles?
You know, you got Madre London, the grad transfer from Michigan State, who's a big back. You got Jeremy Banks, the high school kid from Cordova, who should be here this summer, who's a big back. I asked Jeremy Pruitt yesterday about Ty Chandler, and he kind of went back in the mode where he don't want to be individualistic and talk about an individual player. So he just talked about the running backs as a group and said they all have good days, they all have bad days, and just kind of danced around the times. And most of that is the fact that Tennessee's offensive line is going to struggle. And you know, even if they get Trey Smith back, it's not some just formidable unit that's just going to is the clear-cut guy by any means.
Austin Price is with VolQuest.com.
Austin, yesterday we had the topic of sort of the biggest head-scratcher so far. Say, right now?
I think it's fair. When you go back, you know, they come in with a great reputation, and then what they did in those 10 or so days in December only upped the thought process. And then they kind of fizzled out in January for the second signing day. And then it's been slow to this point. With this group, they got four commitments for 2019. Jackson Lowe's a really good player. I look at, you know, who do they beat out? They beat out Clemson for Jackson Lowe. They beat out, you know, Auburn and Penn State and Wisconsin for Jackson Lampley. We'll see. I mean, Wanya Morris is a big-time offensive lineman. Tennessee, Auburn, several other big – Lance Will Hoyt from FRA on campus today. That's big because he had not been to Knoxville since the coaching change. And, you know, the Tennessee coaching staff loves the 20 linebacker from Whitehaven will be on campus next weekend. So, you know, they're starting to get more and more traction. But I told you guys before, I've thought for a while 2020 – is Jeremy Pruitt's class more so than 2019 in the state.
Well, and you mentioned Wanya Morris. The outside of him, because you're right, it seems that they're starting to pick up some traction. They're doing a great job of getting kids on campus for sure.
Yeah, probably Sean Brown, the tight end from down in Georgia. Terrell Hawkins is another kid that's, you know, a really good-looking player. Likes Tennessee a lot, constant recruiting. you know, and just kind of staying in touch and staying up near the league, get these guys back on campus this summer before you get the fall for a lot of the top players that they're after. So I'm just still interested to see what they do with their quarterback board, Chad. I mean, I just look at it, and it's kind of the one position they've been really tight-lipped on the route they're going to go. Sam Howell was a guy that, you know, came and visited, but then all of a sudden you felt like just kind of Tennessee just did. How much does Tennessee actually like Sam? And he picked Florida State this past week. So I'm interested to see where they go with the quarterback position, because that's the one position.
Let's see. Is it important that if you're looking at two prospects who are close to each other, is it a tie goes to the in-state kid situation? Is that important for a coaching staff in order to have good relationships with high school coaches in the state? Because that doesn't really seem to be the approach of Jeremy Pruitt. He's not putting the same emphasis on in-state players as Butch Jones was.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I think you just have to go with who you like. And if you feel like that, you know, player X can help you and he's an in-state guy, that's great. But if you think that player Y is a better fit and he's an out-of-state guy, you got to go with who you feel like is going to help build this program quicker. And obviously, you know, in-state roster need help. They need help along the line of scrimmage first and foremost. Well, I don't think 2019 is a great year in-state for line of scrimmage, you know, guys. There's just a handful of guys. Bill Norton out of Memphis, who's committed to Georgia. Tennessee, you know, loves Bill Norton. Tymon Mitchell at FRA. You know, Tennessee can really do really well along the defensive line of scrimmage or the offensive line of scrimmage, you know, for this particular class. I don't think the 2019 class is like that. So I think it's a lot more skill heavy. You know, I equate it to like 2017 with Amari Rodgers, T. Higgins, and all was with Emerson and Lawless and all the players in state.
Austin Price, BallQuest.com. Catch him this weekend there with all the coverage from the scrimmage and different things going on around Tennessee's athletic campus there. Austin, we'll catch up with you on Monday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Austin Price, every Monday and Friday with us right here on the Midday 180. Let's dive in a little bit further with what you just brought up with
him. Yeah, is it important if you're out there, and do you like the approach Jeremy Pruitt's taking? Because let's face it, it's the opposite approach of Butch Jones. And at the time, everyone loved Butch Jones's approach. Kids that maybe even aren't quite as highly thought of as some guys from out of state, but we feel like they could be developed into good players. That has not been the approach of Jeremy Pruitt. Your thoughts on that? 615-737-1045. 737-1045.
I think the key word you're using is tie.
Yeah.
If all things are equal, who should get the
opportunity? Do you go to the kid from the state of Tennessee?
615-737-1045.